ask and solicit lots of questions. Whether you are presenting in front of a group or are in a one-to-one interview, you must continue to ask questions and encourage your audience to do the same. It is in this process that prospects' interest is developed, the relationship between the speaker and the participants is built, and a working dialogue begins. Once started in a presentation, it becomes easy to request an appointment or meeting because it becomes simply a natural continuation of your conversation. Turn features into what's specifically in it for me. WIIFM benefits. Every basic sales training course tells you that customers make their decision to buy based on the perceived benefit of your product or service. They will never buy features unless they are made relevant to their needs. Do not use your time in front of the audience to simply list features and techno-gadgetry. It's a deadly mistake to assume that anyone will bridge the mental gap between a feature and the benefit it provides him or her. That's your job. You have to tell them. This must be done with every claim, feature, and item that you speak about. This insurance policy has an increasing cash value. This is important to you because you can borrow from it tax-free in the future and thus reduce the money that you pay in taxes each year without reducing your actual income. We have developed a unique sales dog presentation program, both in live seminars and in a sales training kit, that aims at providing specific techniques and strategies based on the core strengths of each of the breeds. It will be the best investment that you will ever make in terms of catapulting your ability to make a sales presentation that will enroll, inspire, and motivate prospects to be wowed by your presence and to buy only from you. And remember, you don't have to fill Madison Square Garden first time up. Start small and hone your skill. 3. Tap the desire to serve others. The desire to please, to serve, and to protect is innate in every great canine companion. Great sales dogs will not be successful unless they learn to serve their prospects. Sales is about taking the time and care to discover what someone really needs and then finding the solutions to that need. It is critical for all sales dogs to ask themselves whom they want to serve and why. You must be willing to jump through hoops, over logs, through rivers and streams in order to bring back your clients whatever it is they need, want, or desire. There have been times I lost sales in order to accommodate the true needs of the customer. I lost sales, but never lost those customers, and I made up those momentary losses with bigger sales later on, all because I was willing to serve their needs first. The definition of sales is not simply getting someone to buy. Sales is making someone's life better in some way. That is service. Sales manager bone. To inspire your sales dogs, you have to continually remind your pups of the service that they're providing to others. You can never overemphasize this. You must touch their hearts so that they will do the same with their prospects. That is where all meaningful decisions are made.